Going to get an update now on this developing story in Florida. Police searching for an active shooter at a school in Parkland, Florida. We're joined now by LBC's US correspondent, Simon Marks. What's the latest, Simon?
Absolutely, Clive. We're getting, I think, a clearer picture of what may have happened at the Marjorie Stoneham Douglas School in Parkland, Florida. It's right on the edge of the Florida Everglades, close to the city of Boca Raton. And in the middle of the afternoon, a student inside the school, known to some of those people who have now fled the scene, apparently started opening fire inside the school. We're now seeing pictures of one person handcuffed and about to be placed into a police car. Unclear whether that is the gunman that the authorities in Broward County have been seeking as a result of this shooting. There are reports of one fatality so far, with as many as 50 people injured in this assault on the high school. Worth saying that those numbers, I think, could change, and those are not yet officially confirmed numbers. Students sheltered inside their classrooms, inside storage closets. A SWAT team stormed the building and has been leading some students to safety over the course of the last hour. Here's what one of them had to say.
Kids were freaking out. Some kids froze. Some kids were on their phones. A lot of were on their phones just trying to Snapchat everything because they thought it was a joke and it wasn't. There's kids freaking out, students freaking out, teachers. It sucked.
Definitely not a joke, definitely not a drill, definitely not any kind of an exercise, but another incident of mass gun violence in the United States. President Trump at the White House has just tweeted to say that he has spoken to the governor of Florida, Rick Scott. He writes on Twitter, "We are working closely with law enforcement on the terrible Florida school shooting." And I think now everybody waits to see whether progress has been made in the manhunt for the gunman. Again, many students say that he was known to them and was a student at this particular high school. No word on what may have sparked this shooting. And of course, we're waiting to see what kind of injuries, whether there is any kind of death toll beyond the initial report of one teacher having been killed in this incident. So the emergency response very much underway, Clive.
Okay, Simon, thank you very much indeed. Simon Marks joining us there, and we'll bring you more on that as it comes into us here at LBC. Coming up after the news, it's the Legal Hour. Daniel Barnett is not here this week, so we're going to focus on family law. Neil Russell will be here, family law partner at Seddons, here to answer your questions about divorce, about separation and financial settlements. There's not much chance normally of getting free legal advice on these subjects, but you can tonight. So call us now if you have a question about this area of law. And we'll also be talking about some Valentine's Day research into prenuptial agreements and the number you need, 0345 6060 973.
On FM, online, on your mobile, and on digital radio. Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom, at 9 o'clock, a high school in Florida is in lockdown after a shooting. It's reported there are a number of victims. Our US correspondent Simon Marks reports.
Students fleeing the scene told local TV reporters they know the gunman and that he's a fellow pupil at the high school on the lip of the Florida Everglades. One local reporter covering the scene broke down.
One teacher protecting the students may have passed. But again, this is a fluid situation.
There's been a massive emergency response, talk of up to 50 casualties, and now a manhunt for the gunman responsible. Simon Marks, LBC, Washington.